These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Eddie Howe could yet be back in the dugout for Newcastle's visit to the Emirates Stadium, according to Jason Tindall. Howe, the club's new head coach, is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. The 43-year-old was in contact with Tindall, his assistant, before and during the 3-3 draw against Brentford at St James's Park. Tindall suggested after the game that Howe could yet be back in the dugout for the November the 27th game against Arsenal. Hopefully we can have Eddie back before the Arsenal game. We're just waiting on a doctor for that. That's a little bit out of our hands and control. Eddie will be a big influence on how we prepare. Alan St-Maximin has begged Eddie Howe to keep Newcastle on the attack as they face 3 games that'll define their season. The French winger wants to go for Arsenal next weekend ahead of home games against bottom 3 rivals Norwich and Burnley. St-Maximin has been freed up by Howe's tactical plan for Newcastle, with Joe Linton and Callum Wilson also likely to benefit. He said it was bad to lose Howe because we need him. He's a great coach for me. I don't need to see him for a year to know that he's a good coach. And Newcastle have reportedly identified 4 targets to sign in the upcoming January transfer market in a bid to bolster the squad. From the moment the takeover was made official, the club have been linked with a wide variety of players as the Magpies prepare to fight for their Premier League survival. Howe has reportedly told the club to focus on players that have experience within the English top flight, and 4 names have been identified. James Tarkowski, Jesse Lingard, Divock Origi and Oleksandr Zinchenko have been rumoured to be joining in the upcoming window. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.